Lac La Biche, creating an event to shed light on the challenges victims of crime face, was highlighted recently at a special gathering recognizing the specific impacts of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, MMIWG. On May 18, the event was hosted by Lac La Biche's Hope Haven Shelter, and was an opportunity to discuss the crisis and spread awareness locally during Victims and Survivors Week, which ran from May 15 to 21 this year. The MMIWG conference saw over 100 attendees take part in workshops and listen to guest speakers at Portage College. The keynote speakers attended from across the province to share stories, resources and networking opportunities with locals during the free event, said Melissa Green, Hope Haven Executive Director and Organizer. Supporting victim awareness, the planning behind the first-time event in the community came from discussions over crime reduction in the community, said Green. We were looking at what type of event we could do regarding victims of crime in our area, she said, explaining that the MMIWG theme fits with the shelter's primary role. We thought it was really important to bring that here. We felt that at Hope Haven, we are the people to do it, we work with vulnerable women. Considering the rural community has many Indigenous residents, with many of those already touched directly by aspects of the missing and murdered cause, and because more people need to be aware of that cause, it's important to spread awareness and connect, she added. A very overwhelming number of Hope Haven clients are Indigenous as well as our staff. It's such an important issue. We're all in this together, trying to work on this problem and help people who are affected by this issue, said Green. Hosting the recent conference was made possible by a grant from Canada's Department of Justice allocated for awareness campaigns during Victims and Survivors of Week. Hope Haven received up to $10,000 to create the event, said Green. With the support of Portage College's donated gymnasium space and additional funding from Lac La Biche County's Family and Community Support Services, FCSS, the free event was possible, she added. Conference speakers included in the conference lineup was Rick Wilson, Alberta's Minister of Indigenous Relations. During the introduction ceremony, he shared his experiences in the department and support for the MMIWG cause. Former University of Alberta Professor and Director of Indigenous Programs, Dr. Patricia Makokas, who currently runs her own practice educating on the topic, attended. Makokas, with her daughter, Janice, a public speaker, lawyer and consultant, spoke about the historical challenges of colonization, assimilation and the impacts it has had on the MMIWG crisis. To have Patricia and Janice talk about the historical trauma, that was impactful to start with, said Green. Other speakers included Alberta RCMP Corporal Susan Harper, who works with the Indigenous Policing Services, MMIWG cases and shelters, like Hope Haven regularly. Hope Haven has a really good relationship with the RCMP. We felt that it was important to include them because it's an issue that they deal with as well, and a lot of people aren't very familiar with the whole process behind the legal aspect, she added. Along with the speakers, the conference also included resources and referral details for residents and those working in social and cultural professions. We really wanted a variety of speakers so that it was a whole-day learning experience. Wrapping up for keynote speakers was a survivor of domestic abuse and member of the Fort McKay First Nation, Stephanie Harp, who shared her first-hand experiences and the personal effects of the MMIWG crisis. More awareness feedback, awareness and support were all positive outcomes from the conference, said Green. I think it's important to bring everyone together. I saw a lot of really good conversations between Minister Wilson and community members or James Cardinal from the Métis Nation of Alberta Region 1. It gave that space for open discussion and networking. I think it will lead to a lot of successes for people to connect. If there are more opportunities in the future to either have an annual conference or spread more awareness, it's an opportunity she's willing to organize. I would love to. It was amazing the responses we were getting, she added. I have definitely held on to names and phone numbers of the people who have reached out, and we would definitely love to be able to do it again, maybe for even 2 days next year considering the feedback, said Green.